You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey there, pet parents. This is Christy Vaughn, host of The Doggy Dish, and today's special episode is all about fun and safe outdoor activities to help your pup stay happy and healthy this summer. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Active for Pets is a new wellness platform and app that helps pet parents save time and money on their vet bills. Stop paying for unnecessary vet treatments. Consult with a vet online. Get unlimited access to your pet's entire health history from any computer or smartphone with the Active for Pets app. Vaccinations, medications, test results, and more. Active for Pets gives you access to a team of expert vets for non-emergency care. Make an appointment before, during, or after office hours. Skip the waiting room and get a secure online vet consult on your schedule. Taking care of your pets is as easy as it gets with Active for Pets. Ready to try Active for Pets? Listeners get 40% off a one-year membership. To get this great offer, use promo code PETLIFE on the sign-up page of active4pets.com. That's A-C-T-I-V, the number 4, P-E-T-S.com. Or call 888-512-2848.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Today's episode is especially awesome because I have a very special guest helping me host the show. I'd like to welcome Lisa Hafner from Canine Concierge to the Doggy Dish. Welcome, Lisa. I'm so excited to have you here with me today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. I'm really, really excited to talk about all the different summertime activities that you do with your dogs with Canine Concierge. So why don't you start out by telling us a little bit about Canine Concierge?
So we provide dog walking, which we do 15-minute walks. We do all pet supply delivery to help sort of eliminate that last minute trip after work, having to deal with the Atlanta traffic just to go grab that one bag of dog food that you don't have time to grab. And we also do all transportation needs, which would be vet appointments, any appointments that you have. So we've really tried to set it up to, you know, help eliminate that stress and really provide that mental and physical stimulation that your dog needs during the day.
That is awesome. And I know so many people out there would love that type of service. And so I know you are in Atlanta. So can you tell us a little bit about the areas that you serve?
So right now we are serving Brookhaven, Buckhead, and we also have just started in the Inman Park area as well.
So those of you listening out there who are in those areas, definitely need to check out Canine Concierge, and we'll tell you at the end of the show exactly how you can find her. So it's summertime, and you know what that means, outdoor fun. And with temperatures at record highs around most of the country right now, playing outside might not seem as appealing without some type of water activity. So no fear, we are going to share some really fun and easy ways to keep your dogs entertained this summer without compromising their health. So we'll definitely offer some advice for making sure your pups don't overheat. So, Lisa, if you could tell us some of the awesome things that you are doing with your dogs this summer, the dogs, your clients, I should say, and also just some advice for those out there who are maybe doing their own walks and own activities and some things that they can do with their pups to keep them nice and cool and happy and healthy.
Absolutely. You know, it's all about keeping it fresh, keeping it fun, keeping them mentally stimulated and engaged while you are, you know, walking or playing with your pup. You always want to try to keep it interesting because dogs get bored just like people do. So typically what I do, so whenever I go on a meet and greet, I will always ask, you know, what is your typical walking route right now? What are any, you know, special instructions? Are there specific things that you like to do with your pup when you're out and about? And what commands do they know? So typically what I try to do is I will try to find a shaded route as an option. So at least they have two different routes, so they never know which route we're going to be going. And then while I'm on the walk, I try to make it fun and I try to incorporate those special commands. So sometimes at every stoplight, I'll do a sit, down, stay, or whatever it is. And that keeps them mentally engaged while we're also kind of getting that energy out of them as well. Another important thing is I always try to make sure that we're in shaded areas, not only because if we're trying to avoid, you know, getting overheated because Atlanta is so hot right now in the summer, but also to protect their paws. So I always try to find different routes that will make sure that we'll be in the shade.
That is great advice. And I know that most of the country, it seems like right now, is very, very hot. And so we'd like to, you know, try and keep them in the shade and also maybe incorporate some water activities. So is there anything that you do with water? Maybe someone could do in their backyard or
absolutely.
Something, a community center. Are there any activities that incorporate water?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some people have pools, which is great, but there's a lot, you know, a lot of people don't have pools in their backyard. So they have to think of something different. So a very easy and fun thing to do for your dog is set up a sprinkler. Dogs love sprinklers. That really keeps them active and they think it's almost like a game. So they have a great time with a sprinkler. Also, we have so many great lakes around Atlanta. So, you know, most of them are about maybe what, a 30-minute drive to get to the lake?
Pretty close, yeah.
Which is great. And then also the Chattahoochee River is right here. There are several parks that are built around the Chattahoochee River that are dog friendly on, you know, most of them are on leash, but they're less than 30 minutes to get to. You know, so I have a couple that I could recommend that I've either been to or friends go on a regular basis. River National Park. That is about 30 minutes away from Buckhead, but it's $3 a park. Several trails that you can, you know, offer your pet to kind of sniff around. And they also have an on leash, you know, different walking trails that are on the river. So they can go in the water if they want to. If not, it's completely fine. And there's picnic areas that are, you know, are shaded as well. There's also the Morningside. It might be 10 minutes away from here that I hear really great things about. They have a doggy beach that you can, you know, take your dog to, and it's about three miles of different trails to go on. So there's always those two options. But another thing is, even if it doesn't involve water, a couple of other fun things to do with your pet, kind of safe to do, would be, you know, take a road trip. Even if it's just 30 minutes north to the mountains, even to take them for a quick hike, there's always shaded areas too. And it gets them out and about. Take your pup, roll down the windows, and maybe go visit a friend in a different city that has a dog. Do a quick little dog play date. You can also explore like local farmers markets. You're supporting local business, but it also gets your pup out and about with people and with other dogs. And of course, there's always yummy treats to feed them, which they love.
Well, that's most important, right?
Absolutely. I mean, that's why I would want to go anyway. So
that's why I go to farmers markets for the treats, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, there's always dog-friendly patios, which is great. So in the mornings, you could always go grab coffee, which is nice because it's right before the temperatures or the humidity gets too much. Find a great coffee location, take your pup. And also in the evenings, there's so many places. If you want to go grab a drink with friends, bring the pup. It's like I said, it's great for socialization. They love to be included. So another thing that I have not done, but I have heard a lot about, now they have, well, I would say take a class with your pup. And this is great to bond with them and work on your communication. There are yoga classes now. There are yogi doggy classes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Yes, and I've seen pictures.
I had no
idea. There are yoga places in Atlanta that offer this. And you can take a yoga class with your dog. Or if you're not into yoga, they have like socialization classes or even just obedience classes. Little things just to keep you engaged with your dog. And it really, you know, reinforces that bond.
Yoga class with your dog. I'm just trying to visualize that, how that would go. I'd like to observe the first time.
Dog. Juniper, my foster, does this all the time. That's how she stretches. I'm like, maybe we should take a class.
That would be really funny. Well, if you do, you have to video it because
absolutely.
I need to see, or
absolutely.
I'm going to come watch.
Yes.
Well, those are awesome suggestions. And if you do decide to take your pup someplace where there's a doggy beach or a swimming pool, just make sure that your dog knows how to swim. I know that sounds a little bit silly, but actually not all dogs know how to swim. I think most of the dogs that are, you know, quote, water dogs, for instance, my French bulldogs, they don't know how to swim. Mm-hmm. And I don't even think they could if they tried. So just make sure you put them in a life jacket or some type of flotation device and teach them. You know, you definitely want to adhere to the safety rules. You want to start slow with them. You know, you don't want them to be too frightened frightened and to panic, and then practice with them. So if you do have a pool, go ahead. You know, I'm not sure I would try for the first time at a crowded beach or a lake, but definitely a private area.
Less distractions.
Yes, absolutely. And then you can kind of take it slow after that and then eventually, you know, take to the lake if you want to, on the boat. But definitely make sure that they are protected in some way in case there's some type of an emergency situation. But also just playing ball or frisbee, just very simple activity in the backyard or at the park with other pups that you know, that can also be a great activity. Meeting friends out at the dog park and then maybe going to a dog friendly patio at a restaurant, having dinner, you know, just make an outing. And also with all of this talk about hot temperatures, just make sure you know the signs of heat stroke. I've talked about it before. You know, preventing heat stroke is really important. Knowing that if you do live in a humid climate, that anything above 60% humidity is very dangerous for brachiocephalic dogs. And those are the dogs with the smushy faces, a less technical term. So if you have a pug, especially an English bulldog, just make sure that you're keeping them out of the humidity. Our French bulldogs don't go outside for more than 5 minutes because they are brachiocephalic and they will overheat, which has happened. So that's why I'm a big believer in preventing heat stroke and making sure that you're taking all precautions. Also, like we mentioned, the time of day is super important. So early morning and evening time is best. You know, if you're going to go out for a run, make sure you're doing it before the afternoon heat, especially protecting their pads. I know that Lisa talked about that. You don't want to take them on pavement if it's so hot that it's going to burn their little pads. And of course, they can't tell you, and you might not even know. You know, they might just suffer through it. And then later you'll see that they're burned. And so that's something to take into consideration. And then also simple, stay hydrated. Great little tools out there now that you can get at dog stores, pet stores, outdoor stores. They have this really neat contraption that you can add water to and then squeeze it out into a little bowl. So many cute little products out there that make it really easy to just fill up the water bottle, take it with you, and make sure your pups stay hydrated. Well, we're going to take a quick break and be right back with refreshing summertime treats after these messages from our sponsors.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Amazing Pet Expos is coming to a city near you. Admission is always free, and your pet is welcome. Shopping, adoptions, free nail trims, discounted shots and microchipping, agility, a pet costume contest, and much more. Plus, meet the guys from Animal Planet's hit TV series Tank and Pit Boss. Online at AmazingPetExpos.com.
Bring your pets to the Pet Expo.
Calling all pet product manufacturers and pet experts. Let the public relations and marketing professionals at Whitegate PR get you featured in the news. I'm Dana Humphrey at Whitegate PR, and we have been specializing in pet product PR for over 10 years and can get your brand featured in the media, from TV to radio to print to blogs. You can find out more at www.whitegatepr.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Before the break, my co-host and I shared some fun in the sun outdoor activities and also ways to prevent your pup from overheating. So now let's talk treats, the best part of the show.
Yay!
Yay for treats. We have some refreshing, healthy, and easy to make treats to help beat the heat this summer.
So there are three treats that my foster pup Juniper absolutely loves. Start with the first one. The first one is called Berry Chicken Pupsicles. And, you know, for me, it's all about the less ingredients, the better, because we are always on the go. So what I typically do is in the mornings when I'm making my breakfast, I can whip these up really quickly and get them going. So by the time when I come home, I'll have the treats typically for the next few days for her. The first one is called Berry Chicken Pupsicles. Include one chicken breast cooked and chopped, 2 cups chopped berries, and you can combine any berries. She loves strawberries and blueberries, so I typically try to combine those. Then I do 1 cup of water. Next, you just mix all of the ingredients and puree in the blender until smooth, and just pour them in the molds. put them in the freezer, freeze them for about 8 hours or until they're fully set. And then after that, just if they're kind of tough to get out, run a little bit of warm water around the mold to remove them.
And what type of molds do you use? Do you have any recommendations?
So, you know, they actually have really cute molds. I'm sure you can find them at Walmart too. But so I just use ice cube trays. I keep it really simple, but I've seen them on Pinterest where they have little dog bone molds.
Oh, cute.
They're really cute.
Very cute.
I'm not that bougie. I'm very simple. And I just give her, I'm keeping it simple, guys. So if you already have ice cube trays, you know, you can always designate one for their treats, or else they're really cheap, or you can go to Target or anywhere to buy them. So those are Berry Chicken Pupsicles. They're awesome. She loves them. So another one is frozen apple dog treats. She loves apples. Now, I've tried to freeze little apple bites for her. I just, you know, cut them up, and she doesn't like that consistency. It kind of bothers her, but she does like them in these actual treats because I combine it with yogurt. So all you need is 2 apples, 1 cup of Greek non-fat plain yogurt and water. So slice the apples into small pieces, remove the seeds, obviously remove the core. You just mix the apple slices with the yogurt and just a splash of water in your blender. Blend it obviously until it's liquid, and then pour it into the ice cube tray and freeze until it's hard. So after her walks, this is typically what I give her because it is so hot here. And she really, besides water, it's just another treat just to reward her for coming home and doing such a good job. And it's a great way to help her cool off. Now, I will say, I don't know about your pups, but my Juniper loves her Kong. She loves it. It is the best treat. And you can put anything in there, which is the great thing about it. Mm-hmm. So she knows when that Kong comes out, it's party time. One of the recipes that she really likes is the blueberry yogurt recipe. And all you need, like I said, I mean, I try to keep everything consistent in my fridge. So I already have the yogurt in my fridge ready to go and the berries. So we just take 1 cup of plain yogurt, or you can do the Greek yogurt, whatever works best. And then you do 1 handful of fresh, or you can do frozen. I typically will do the frozen because they just last longer for her. But I'll do frozen blueberries, or I'll even combine it with some strawberries, and you just freeze it. You put it in the Kong, you freeze it a few hours, it's ready to go.
That is so easy too. Yeah, and it keeps them busy, which is the best part.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to continue on with the theme here of frozen treats and refreshing treats, and especially easy to make treats. So the next one, we haven't talked about peanut butter, which everyone knows I love peanut butter. My dogs love peanut butter. So the next one is actually just as simple, and it's 1 cup all natural peanut butter and 1 ripe banana already mashed. So go ahead and mash it up. And you can use those ripe bananas that nobody wants to eat that are, you know, sitting in your fruit bowl.
The brown ones?
The brown ones. Go ahead and peel that and mash it up. Love it. Trust me. So you're going to mix in a small mixing bowl. You're going to combine the peanut butter with the mashed banana, and then just a tablespoon of water. And just depending on the consistency, how thick your peanut butter is, you might need to add a little bit more. You can mix it by hand, or you can use a hand mixer to get it really smooth. Spoon the mixture into the ice cube tray. So you can see a theme here. If you want to go out and just get a couple of really cheap ice cube trays, even though your refrigerator and you don't really need them, go ahead and get them just for the sake of making the dog treats. And you can spoon the mixture in, and then it's really cute if you're doing this for a party to put like a stick, like a candy stick the craft store, cute, or a popsicle stick. It kind of can stick it down in there, and then, or you could just leave that part out if you want. But a word of caution, if you choose to add the stick just for display purposes, and then go ahead and freeze the tray overnight. And if you need to reuse the tray right after, you can go ahead and pop those cubes out and then store them in some type of container, and then you have a delicious and refreshing treat. And then you can go ahead and make some more with your empty container.
Wait, can I make a side note on this?
Sure.
Could you imagine the little popsicles, and then you could put like little decorating things on it? What if it's a birthday?
Oh, yeah.
Or something?
Absolutely.
Like little popsicles.
Absolutely.
Little popsicles. Sorry, I just was thinking
about you could
about
totally it. Decorate Absolutely. Them and make them into a theme for the holidays or for birthdays. Absolutely. So if you want to do something different, maybe you don't want to have cupcakes or a cake, you could do that, and it could be part of your birthday celebration. That's a great idea. Absolutely. Now, the next recipe is super easy, and it's really, really fun to make, and it's melon bones. And so, you know, we all often hydrate during the summertime when it's really hot. Well, dogs can also have refreshing watermelon. Just make sure that it's the seedless kind. So just make sure the seeds are removed and you're good to go. And all you will need for this is seedless watermelon and a bone cutter, cookie cutter, or any fun shaped cookie cutter of your choice. So once you slice your watermelon pre-sliced seedless watermelon, go ahead and cut out the shapes using your bone cookie cutter or whatever cookie cutter you're using. And it's really cute and it's fun and it's a great way to hydrate. And so another way to use your ice cube tray, just since you already have it out now, is to suspend safe fruits and veggies inside water and then freeze them. And some of the best ones that I like to use are pieces of strawberry. You can use a blueberry. So just drop a little blueberry into each tray and then fill with water. And I actually have that on one of our summertime shows from last year. So you can always go back and see there's along with it that shows you how to do it. You can also use raspberries and then also little pieces of carrot. So if you take like a baby carrot, you can just drop a little piece of carrot into the tray, fill with water and then freeze. And I tell you what, they will go get going to end up tucky on a slippery mess. So that's not a good idea, but put it in their bowl and just let them lick and try and get to it. And they will get to it. Also, what you can do is mix low-fat plain yogurt with any safe fruit. Just like Lisa mentioned with the blueberries, you can actually mix plain yogurt with any safe fruit and then freeze. So instead of the blueberries, if you want to do strawberries, you can do the same. You can puree it into the yogurt and use that as your base. Another great base is using low-sodium chicken broth instead of yogurt. And so once you choose your base and choose your fruit or veggie, you can freeze it and enjoy. And so it's really the same process. You can just use low-sodium chicken broth and it's wonderful. They love it.
I love it. Yeah.
It's simple and it will, you know, keep your hot dogs cool. So that's it for the recipes for now. I think we gave you guys a lot of good ideas for you to try. So as we're concluding here, I'd like Lisa to tell us a little bit about how our listeners can get in touch with you.
You can find us on Instagram, Facebook, as well as email. But let me give you start with the email first. The email is canineconciergeatl@gmail.com. And it's on Instagram at @canine_concierge. And Facebook is canineconciergeatl.
Awesome. Well, I think everyone out there who is in this area is definitely going to check you out. And make sure that you get in touch with Lisa if you have any type of dog walking needs, or if you just want her to come over and take your dogs out for a play date, because she is so much fun. All right, well, we are out of time, and I'd like to thank Lisa from Canine Concierge. We can't wait to have you back, Lisa. And all of her information is listed on the show's page, so go check her out for sure. I'd also like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I always love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy@PetLifeRadio.com. That's Christy with an I. You can also find The Doggy Dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Go ahead and post those pictures of your creations from the show and tag us for a chance to be featured. Be sure to like us and follow us to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.